What's up, everybody? It's Sam with Rowdy Alternative, and today we're with Magi. How you guys doing?
Good.
Right on. Was very excited for this one. Can't wait to dive in. But before we do, just kind of let us know where you guys are at right now. It's middle of summer. Well, I guess summer just started, so I assume you guys are pretty busy. So just like get us an idea, like, are you writing, playing shows? What we got going on?
Yeah, we just got off of our first tour with Nocturnal Affair. We did a short little promo tour up the East Coast, and now we're in a little bit of a break period. And yes, we're writing and practicing and stuff like that, and kind of just enjoying being home before we got to hit the road again in mid-August. And we're doing another promo tour, but that one's going to be going out west or midwest.
Hell yeah. So damn, it is raining out there. That's nuts. I was like, what the fuck's that? That's funny. But
it startled me too, man. I was like, oh my gosh.
but hell yeah. But anyway, I guess it'd be good as any part just so the listeners get to know you guys a bit. Just introduce yourselves. Can we get an idea of how you guys formed and everything? Just a little bit of a backstory like that.
Yeah. So, my name is Louie. I'm the guitarist. And then I don't know, we can go one by one.
Yeah. I'm Gennaro, vocals.
I'm Skates, play bass.
And I'm Matt. I play the drums.
So, one day it was honestly, we were good friends for a while. And then, one day we were just driving around. And I was like, hey, Jerry, you want to be in a band? And then he was like, absolutely. And so it took off from there. It was just me and him for a little bit. And then I called immediately. I knew who to call. I was like, I'm going to call Jacob. I'm going to call Skates here. He's like number one pick for me. And so we called him. We made our first song together. It's called Child of the Sun. And then we were like, well, what are we going to call ourselves?
Yeah, how we got the name, because we get that question often, and I mean, we love answering it. It's fun because there's a bit of Easter eggs involved in it. You know, we were coming up with names, and we were trying to think of, like, what's something like we love here in Orlando, and we're big, obviously, you know, the hospitality, theme parks. We're big fans of Universal. So one of the rides there that we love is called The Mummy, based off the movie, and there's one section of the ride where the mummy looks at, like, the viewers and he's like, not even the Magi can save you now. And then the ride, like, shoots up. But we wanted to do that, and we found out that he was referring to Magi, which was...
the protector, like, of the pharaoh.
Yeah. We wanted to do that, but there already is an Egyptian metal band called that. So we're like, all right, we'll do Magi, you know?
Yeah.
And it's kind of like another Easter egg is, like, the Magi, the three wise men. And it's kind of funny because the band originally was Skates, me, and Louie. I was the drummer, and I knew that had to go quickly. So we were really lucky to find Matt the way that we did. And, you know, it kind of all happened fast, and we're really lucky and fortunate to be where we are now.
Yeah. Hell yeah. And so, like, with, are you all from Orlando? Is this where this all started? Or
around the UCF area, we were very involved in, like, the University of Central Florida, like, music scene, and practicing with a lot of those guys and talent in the area. So it's kind of where we came out.
Nice. Can you guys kind of describe to me, because I'm very unfamiliar with everything down there, the scene? I guess the Orlando scene, like, I assume, is it mainly like rock leaning? Like, how would you guys describe it?
To be honest, man, the music scene in Orlando is kind of all over the map. There's actually kind of a heavy, really metal scene in Central Florida in general. Like, we've had good bands like A Day to Remember, Wage War, bigger kind of hardcore bands that have come out of Central Florida area. But I really personally enjoy, and I'm sure these guys would agree too, the Orlando scene, because you do get a wide variety of all different types of genres just in the Orlando scene. So when they first asked me to be a part of the band, I honestly didn't really think they were super serious, because I used to hear that all the time, right? I was like, man, I don't know if these guys, they said, hey, man, we're trying to start a band. You want to come play? And I was like, sure. But again, wasn't really thinking too much of it. In fact, the day that we were supposed to jam out for the first time ever, I completely forgot that we were even going to jam. Until I saw that text message, and they're like, hey, you coming? And I was like, oh, yeah, man, I'm coming. So I headed over there, And then first song, they're like, hey, man, you should join this band. And I'm like, all right, sure. Again, didn't think it was serious, but here we are 3 years later. But after we joined the band, you know, a lot of us, when we first started off, we didn't really have a good place to practice. So we would actually practice on the UCF, the University of Central Florida, which is a huge university. They have parking garages throughout the whole campus. So we used to practice on those parking garages. And it was interesting because there's like 10 parking garages, each of which has five floors. I don't know if we were a part of this movement. You guys might agree that maybe we were, but after we started playing on the parking garages, it was like bands started forming everywhere, which is cool because we'd show up to jam out on the garage and then we'd see kind of a punk band right here. And then you go up and you got like an indie pop band that's kind of playing on the second floor. And then we're like, okay, this one's open. We'll play here, but let's check the rooftop because that's always fun. We'll go up there. There's another classic rock band playing. So it's definitely a wide variety of music all over the place here. Again, yeah. I'm sure they would agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And so it sounds like it's pretty tight knit, but also like Orlando sounds like a big area. Like I've never been to Orlando, but I'm from around Cincinnati, which is a big area, but the music scene isn't really popping. So when you tell me this about where you guys come from, like would you, with it sounding tight knit at least, like was there a lot more of the community aspect at play, or was there a bit of the competition aspect, a healthy dose of both? Like how'd you guys navigate that?
I think it was a healthy dose of both. I think that any amount of competition was always kind of like, it wasn't really competition. It was more like, hey, you guys are playing this show. Okay, we'll play this show, you know? And, but we would still go out for drinks and hang out with everybody afterwards. So it was kind of like a friendly kind of thing. But the sense of community is 100% going and still there. They actually cracked down on practicing on the parking garages. So more places started popping up to support the local music, like Austin's Coffee, The Conduit. Those are some like staples. Will's Pub. Those are like the staples of our town and where people from our scene still go and gig, and new faces are arriving all the time and everyone supports each other. I mean, people drive down from Jacksonville, like hours away, to come see shows from our scene and stuff like that. And it's awesome. It is really a good community.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. The community here is great. And, we can be hermits at times. I know myself included, when we do get out and stuff, the community is great here. Everyone is very welcoming and they love the arts, the music. Orlando is a melting pot. You know, there's so many different people from so many different backgrounds. And I think we can all kind of attest to that's one aspect we really love about it.
Yeah, right on. And another thing, and sorry for if these are cliche questions.
No, you're good.
We're starting out with some cliche ones.
You're good.
Just because rock and metal and genres like that, it's such a wide umbrella. There's different subgenres of it, all that. And I'd argue like nowadays genres don't even really matter that much. Like when it's better not to be boxed in. So I guess if you guys want to kind of go into how you would describe Magi's sound or style, like if you had to put some kind of like, here's what we sound like, here's the kind of music we play, like what would that be like?
Well, I'd say it's, like you said, it's like a melting pot. But if I were to define it, I'd say it's similar to classic rock. There's a lot of classic rock elements mixed with a lot of 90s rock and modern rock. But it's the kind of the best way I can describe it is think of classic rock, but done in a modern way with modern techniques. That's kind of how we're approaching it.
Yeah, I definitely think we're rooted in that. You know, classic rock vein, because that's like the bands, the upbringing that we had and what we love. But also there's a lot of differences that we share and we kind of all bring them together. Like Louis, for instance, is very, you know, his background is very 90s, very grunge, very metal.
Nine Inch Nails.
This is my room we're in. Yeah. That's the Super Crush 100 I used to play at all the time. And
hell yeah.
Very metal rig. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, with things like that, it adds into that flavor, you know. So like Skates said, it's like rooted in that sound, but we have our own twist on it and we modernize it. And if you want to add anything.
No, yeah, you hit it on the head. Yeah.
Yeah. And what I thought of when I first heard you guys and listened to your stuff, it's and I'm not making comparisons to other bands, but like it grabbed me the same way. I don't know if you guys, Dirty Honey grabbed me. It's like, has that classic sound, but it's fresh and new. And that's what makes it special. And that's what you could say all day long, like, oh, you sound like Zeppelin, you sound like this or that, Aerosmith. But like, if the band is able to make it theirs while still having that vintage kind of sounding retro thing, that personally, at least as a listener, is what I really dig. Like I know we don't got to get too big in the weeds around it. Greta Van Fleet gets a lot of shit. And I don't know your guys' thoughts on Greta Van Fleet, but like that's, it's kind of like it grabbed me the same way that they did when they first came out. It's like, oh, well, a lot of people say they just sound like Zeppelin. I don't think so. We could talk about that if you want, but what I'm getting at is that you guys were able to really grab and harness that retro sound and that old school sound. But the best part about it is that it is Magi. It is you guys. It is new. It is fresh. I don't know really where I was going with that, but that's kind of how my first impression was with you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I think that it's, you know, you mentioned like, you know, getting compared and stuff like that. Honestly, like for me personally, the songs and the lyrics and stuff. And, you know, when we're writing, I feel like we do pay homage to the bands that we love, like Led Zeppelin and, you know, Sabbath, and, you know, and we'll get compared to Zeppelin and, you know, that, like, for me personally, Robert Plant is my biggest inspiration. So I never get, you know, tired of hearing that. It's very, you know, it makes, you know, my heart feel warm. But we also pay homage to the bands that are doing it today and are paving this sound for today, like Dirty Honey, like Greta Van Fleet. You know, nothing bad to say about those bands. You know,
The Black Crows.
The Black Crows, yeah. I think that in the world of comparisons, though, in general, like, we get the Greta and the Zeppelin, and I think truly our biggest proponent of that is me and my voice, and I have a very similar range style to Plant and Josh of those bands. But I also feel like no matter what a band is doing in this sound today, it's hard for them to get out of that lane, because we're friends with the band Feel. We've played with them You know, you'll look at their videos and sometimes they'll get compared to like Zeppelin, or like I think I did see a Greta Van Fleet comparison at one time to them, and I'm like, they're nothing like Greta Van Fleet, I don't really. So
I didn't mean to cut you off, but isn't it kind of funny how now people are getting compared to Greta Van Fleet?
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
No, you're good. I was pretty much done with it there, but yeah, I mean, we pay homage to the bands that, the older bands that inspired and created this sound, but then also the ones that are paving it today.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to kind of get into your like your guys' actual like creative process and everything. And I love asking this question to anyone I have on, is how do you know when you're writing or recording, whatever stage you're at, when a song is finished? Is there an alarm that goes off in your head? Some that says, all right, this is good. I feel like as an artist, I could only guess it would be easy to both overdo a song and underdo, that's not a word, but underdo a song as well. Like, is there like a thing that just happens where you're like, okay, this is good. This is good to go.
So I don't want to answer this question. I want to let, you know, one of the guys answer this, but I have to say that I had this problem when we first started, because I had never been in a band. I'd never done like, you know, the music thing until we started. So I had this problem where like we would do a song and I'd be like, oh my God, it's got to be perfect. We got to keep going. And these guys helped grounded me and helped me kind of put into perspective that like a song's never done. But anyway, y'all can answer this one.
I think ultimately it's a cliche in art in general, is to kill your darlings, they say, where, you know, a piece of art or whatever you're working on, whether it be film, a painting, music in this case, it's never really done. It's funny because we recorded a whole album and then we went and re-recorded it when we knew more of what we were doing.
Yeah.
And re-recording that album, we came up with new stuff for those songs. And a lot of those things came in the moment. Like, we didn't even plan to write new stuff. for those older songs. So it's just, you have to let it breathe, and you have to understand that it comes a time where, like, hey, I think I've said what I can say or play what I can play on this part. I need to let my creativity expand elsewhere, you know. And a lot of times you even write new parts for songs that already exist, and you're like, wait, that could be a song on its own, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's very organic. If it's just let it breathe is kind of the way we think about it, I think. At least.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if a song is really done until you get that final recording of it sent to you. I mean, that's up until that point, there's little tweaks and little changes happening. Mm. And let's, you know, turn this down and turn that up and so on and so forth. So really, until you get that final thing and you put it up on Spotify, even then, sometimes it's not done. You can take it off and change a little bit and put it back up. So
yeah.
It's kind of like Louis said, it's really never ending. There's kind of always this feeling of maybe it could be a little different. Maybe something could change. So it's kind of evolving.
I'll say too, though, there is a beauty to sitting in the room, especially after, like, we've worked things out in the garage. We've come up with different ideas. I've thrown in my input. Louis's thrown in his input. Barry's thrown in his input. Skates as well. And you just start to kind of feel it really begin to gel. And you start playing it, and you start looking over at the other members of the band. These are some of my best friends now because we make art together. And you can kind of look into each other's eyes and you go, yeah. That was that. That was exactly what we've been looking for. And sometimes you don't even expect it to come out. And then, like Skate says, you get into the studio, and that's when you start. It's almost like a cake, right? You bake the cake. Now it's time to put the icing and the sprinkles. And that's where the little magic pieces start coming in that we throw in. And that's where I start getting excited, and I'm sure they do too. You start listening to the take, and you're like, okay, let's try this. What if we do this? You just start feeling this, like, overwhelming sensation of joy, especially when you're sitting in the room with all the guys you did it with. Then you listen to that final take. I don't know. There have been moments for me where I listen to the final take and I'm like, man, I don't think there's anything I'd want to change. This is exactly the way I pictured this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I definitely have it. Like, it's analysis paralysis.
Analysis paralysis.
Everything I do, I'm like, wow, I could have did that better. Well, I guess so. It's like a never-ending thing, but Louis's right in the sense that there has to be a moment where you feel like you've put enough of yourself and your energy into the art, and you can just hope that the people that are going to hear it love it just as much as you do and appreciate the time and the creativity that you put into it.
Yeah, and a final little word there is, like, it's a good litmus test when you're playing the new song that you just spent time crafting and it feels like second nature. Yep. You don't really have to think about it anymore.
Yeah, becomes more natural, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so going off that a bit, like, it sounds like, do you guys find yourself, like, experimenting a lot with different, like, sounds, different anything when whether you're in the studio or writing? Because I feel like, you know, I'm not a musician professionally or nothing, but I feel like that could also be something to slip into is, but this one worked. I want to kind of just do that over and over again because it worked, you know, like, or do you guys find yourself, like, experimenting? Like, I want to go to this next step. I want to progress to this sound. I want to try this, that, because I think that's being able to do that and try something else out, maybe not completely different, but different, and still sound like Magi, still sound like yourselves. I think that's what separates the guys who have the juice and don't have the juice. I mean, it sounds kind of mean, but, you know, that's kind of how I view it. So do you guys find yourself really, like, trying out different things in the studio or anything like that? Like what? How do you guys navigate that?
I personally have no limit to what I'm willing to try or willing not to try. I mean, I'll play through whatever amp. I'm a big pedal and effect guy, too. I love Tom Morello and Wes Borland and those guys. Mm. So I literally, on some of the songs, I played out of a real Leslie rotary speaker. I played out of pedals that simulate that. I played a sitar pedal. I find so much fun and joy in just throwing things at the wall and seeing whatever sticks.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of spontaneity that comes with that that we really love. And I think in those moments of spontaneity, that's where some of our best, like, creative moments come out and shine. And I love that dynamic about us, that we're able to kind of just pull that out. It's almost like improv. And yeah, you have anything to say?
I think that is the Magi sound. It's the classic rock ideas with the limitless of our technology today. I mean, we have so much at our disposal. There's so many things we can pick up and play with that just didn't exist 30, 40 years ago. So it's that's a huge component of the Magi sound.
Yeah, there's a lot of experimentation, I think, with it. And there's even like, you know, we'll look at some of the bands that we love from the past and see, oh, maybe they use that there. Maybe we can implement that, something like that. See if it sounds cool.
Or influences. I mean, yeah. I lean a lot towards Eastern music and things like that too. So there's really no limit.
Yeah. Hell yeah. So I want to talk a bit about the live show. So as a fan, a music fan, the live show is my favorite part about music in general, because I can't tell you how many times I've stumbled into a club or anything a few drinks deep, and I find a band that I'm going to listen to for years and years and years. I think it's important for discovering bands. I think it's important for bringing fans back because they love that connection. I guess just to kick it off, how would you guys describe your live show? Because I love asking like bands this versus like an artist, or especially rock bands, and like, you know, you get that different vibe. It's all, everyone's gelling and everything. So how would you describe your live show if you had to, for someone who's never seen you?
I think I'll say something first. I think for us, I think I speak for everyone when I say this, but our live show is like the meat and potatoes of this band. I think that we are a live band. We put everything we can and like we were talking about prior, into our studio tracks and to bring that. Well, before I go to my next point, we try to bring the raw energy, the excitement, the just all of the beautiful things that come out of live music and playing in front of people into our studio. So that's, you know, when we think of the mentality of the studio tracks, we're trying to capture the liveness into that, because we feel that's where we really shine as a band. And, you know, it's a quick story. It was funny. We found our manager and our management, and he had heard us, and he really dug the music that he heard in the studio. And then he saw us play live for the first time. And I remember looking in the crowd, and he was like, holy, you know, I'm not going to say any word, but he was like, you guys are great. Like, so I think that we really shine in the live show, if anyone else has something to say.
No, yeah.
I agree. Yeah. Live show is where it's at. That's the most fun.
Yeah. See Magi live.
Yeah, definitely. I know I need to. But so do you guys, when you, going off that, then that raises another point. Like when you are in the studio and recording and everything, do you write, let me see, how am I going to phrase this? Based on your live show, I guess, like with your live show in mind, you know, versus like the other way around where you want to go in and just focus on that and let's see how we're going to pull it off live. It sounds like you write around the fact like we're going to treat it like this is a show, we're live in the moment. That sounded like a lot of rambling. I hope that made sense.
No, yeah. we play, we record the best way we can, and we try and play everything like we were to play live. And yeah, that's 100% true. We do, I tend to track a lot of layers. So there is that give and take of like, sometimes I'll just have to pick what my favorite thing I did was in like live. Like I can't, you know, like double up on myself at live. So unless we have a friend filling in or someone helping us out live, I'll just pick whatever part I like the best. But yeah.
I don't know if like we write per se to, I think that we're just very like, and I think that's one element we gravitate towards the older style and the older band, is because we appreciate that just plug in and play mentality. Yeah. and just jamming out and seeing what magic comes out of that. And we're really fortunate to be, you know, have the group that we do, to where like, you know, the beauty comes out in just the simplicity of plugging in and playing. And that's, you know, I think that's just the starting point. That's the foundation, is what we can come up with the simpleness of, you know, what can we work with what we have, and then building off that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I that's my favorite, Kyle. You could pick that up immediately. Like when you listen to like whatever, like when you press play, for me at least, like you could pick that up, and that's right down my wheelhouse too. And let's talk about before we get out of here, just the what you guys have coming down the pipe and everything. Also, before that, want to mention your guys' last single, I believe, came out in April, I think it was.
Yeah, April 3rd.
Yeah. 17 Minutes, guys. That was a badass song. I loved it. That grabbed me immediately. And I'm very excited to hear, like, what do you guys have cooking up? Anything coming out soon? What do we got?
Yeah. We actually have a lot. If you're a fan of Magi, or if you're new to Magi, now is a great time to hop on the train, because we have a lot of exciting stuff coming out. We're going to have a new single coming out in mid to late July. So next month, and then we have an EP coming out shortly after that in the following months. And then we have a lot of music recorded that we're going to be releasing, with EPs and then an album. And then we're starting to get our feet wet in the touring game too. So the live shows are going to start picking up a lot. And, we're going to be looking to travel all over the U.S. to play these songs. So definitely a lot of exciting things coming up. Music videos, everything like that tied to it. Do you guys have anything else?
No, yeah.
Yeah, we have like 14 songs recorded, so we're just like holding them and just waiting on
like
them.
Literally like chomping at the bit.
Yeah. Yes,
we cannot wait for the world to hear our music. We're so super excited.
Yeah. Excellent, guys. Also, I know you guys just mentioned shows. You have any on the books right now where people could come see you or anything like that?
We, I don't believe so in July. I think our next show is when we do hit the road in August. We're going to be playing in Kenosha. And there's a festival out there we're going to be playing at in August. But the best way to keep track of stuff like that is just follow our socials at the band Magi. We post all show announcements on there and we're staying on top of it there. But yeah, I think July, it's just a very chill month for us in between touring. And then once August comes, we're back on the road and doing our promo tour.
Yeah, guys. Well, thank you guys so much for hopping on here and talking with me today. You made a new fan out of me. I can't wait to see what's to come. I definitely got to get to see a show for sure. I need to go out once you guys start hitting the road. But guys, listen and make sure to check out Magi. It's very worth it. And also check out Rowdy Alternative, Raise Rowdy. We're on all the socials as well. Google us, we'll pop up. So thanks everyone for listening. Boys, thank you for hopping on. And everyone else, have a good night.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. It was a very
My boots look good on your bed, and I bet you can do some crazy things with those hips. You've been turning me on all night, so why don't you and I run and tell your friends who's gonna take you home tonight?